Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And I want to do a video today for those of you who are over 60 like I am and talk with you about differences in interviewing. And you know, I'll simply say there are a couple of things that always come to mind for me when I'm coaching more experienced individuals for interviewing. And the first one is the lack of practice so many of you engage in preparation for the interview. It's as though you think you can walk in and kind of coast your way through the interview without any preparation. You don't review your resume. You don't review how to answer some of the questions that you'll be asked. You don't think in advance. You don't research organizations that you're interviewing with, let alone the hiring manager. So you kind of walk in winging it. Not a smart move on your part, and it shows up in many different ways. And I'll just simply say, you're shooting yourself in the foot without adequate preparation before you walk in. The next thing I see a lot of people doing is, you know, they're not conscious of some of the nonverbal signals that they send out in the course of an interview. So they don't project confidence. They see someone 20 or 30 years their junior, and they're immediately defeated. So I'll simply say, number one is, what's the bias against older workers? No energy, lack of enthusiasm, stuff along those lines. So you arrive, you know, in a purposeful way, and I'm not talking about, you know, hi, I'm like, you know, not puffed off nonsense, but friendly, a confident handshake, a good body language, a smile of confidence as you meet someone goes a long way. And that's true male or female. I just want to be clear about that. You know, your demeanor sends messages to people about your security in yourself. So send those messages. Lastly, you know, when you notice significant differences in age between yourself and others, there's got to be a point in the interview where you can take this head on and not ignore. Because after all, you know, they can use the language of talking about you're more senior than the job, or are you sure you're going to be happy in a role like this, which immediately lets you know that that's one of their concerns. They're not trying to be nice men or women asking the question. They don't think you're going to be happy in the job. So part of that is, you know, we're all a team of 30-some-odd-year-olds, and you're not. You know, I've worked for and with people who are far less experienced than me, and there's never been an issue. What I try to do is support the team. I become a part of the team. I serve. The idea is you address it and don't pretend it doesn't exist and then blame ageism later on for the problem. What you have to do is deal with a lot of these things proactively rather than use the excuse of ageism to deal with the fact that you didn't adequately prepare, that you didn't walk in with confidence and self-assurance, and lastly, that you didn't take on the question of the issue that you might fear an employer might have or a potential employer might have about not fitting in. Hope you found this helpful, and I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. Join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information that I've developed and others have developed to help you find work more quickly. Have a great day. Take care.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.